In Nashville, if you're trying to make it to the big stage like Garth Brooks, you've got to start on the small one, preferably at the Bluebird Cafe.
Sometimes late at night, I lie awake and watch her sleeping.
For 25 years, the Bluebird has built a name for itself by honoring the writers behind those chart-topping faces. Garth Brooks himself was discovered there. 4 times a year, they hold auditions to find new voices for their weekly Sunday Writers' Night performances. And I stopped in a few weeks ago to check out the talent. Now, when you first pull up to the Bluebird Cafe, it's not that impressive. It's nestled between a dry cleaners and a hair salon. I mean, it's basically in a strip mall. And the awning that might have been blue once upon a time is pretty much a battered gray. But what it is hallowed ground for songwriters here in Nashville. And people line up from 2 to 3 hours before the open auditions that happen 4 times a year just to get a chance to play here.
I'm Lindley Wolfgram, and I got in line around 9 o'clock.
Kenward Cooper from Las Vegas. Been standing in line since 8 o'clock.
Well, I'm David Seeger. I'm a singer-songwriter from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Now, why stand in front of the Bluebird this early on a Sunday morning?
For a chance to be heard and for a chance to play a legendary venue. You know, the other day I found online a copy of Garth Brooks' audition form where he came and stood right here and auditioned exactly like I'm doing. You know, and Vince Gill played here the 14th. There aren't very many places that somebody like me at the beginning of his career can go and stand on the same stage like these guys.
The Bluebird is miles away from the downtown strip of country western bars. It's on the other side of town from Music Row, the street where all the record labels have offices. Technically, it's a restaurant, but most people can't remember what they've eaten there. They can tell you who they've heard. One night a week, a handful of the city's published singer-songwriters are invited to sit in the middle of the cafe and sing for the audience. They sit in a round, facing each other. The only rule is that they can only sing songs they've written. People waiting in line here this morning are hoping to get into that circle. That would mean something to Jason Witten, a construction boss from Houston.
I think at some point we all kind of want some validation, you know, to know that we're on, at least on the right track, you know, and that we're working towards kind of the same goal is, you know, to put stuff out there that people can relate to, you know, with their everyday lives and knowing that it just came out of our heads and our hearts to know that, yeah, hey, you're on the right track. I think some validation is definitely something that we're all probably looking for.
When the original owner retired, the Nashville Songwriters Association International took over the cafe to keep up the tradition and build its membership. Manager Erica Wallum-Nichols says music publishers, producers, pop stars, talent scouts, they're always going to Bluebird shows to discover new writers and new songs. That's why she says these auditions are so important. But each hopeful only gets a minute on stage.
Obviously, a minute worth of song is very, very hard to portray, you know, what you're doing with a song. But within that first minute, you can tell whether somebody's kind of got a handle on rhyme, a handle on painting a picture with a song, a handle on basically where they are in their career.
Once the audition starts, the nervous chatter dies down. Nichols starts calling them to the stage from a row of church pews in the back of the restaurant. Remember Kenward Cooper from Las Vegas?
We need to find a way to lead a secret life and keep it just between us without getting caught.
Here's Lindley Wolfgram from Minnesota.
Heaven knows it ain't never easy. Lord, I loved him just the same.
And David Seeger got his moment on the same stage as country hero Garth Brooks.
Backfires running on ball ties, air conditioned flow bowls, rusted right to the cold. Hey, it's a truck. Only
so I hope you were paying attention, because you might have heard the next big country hit.
So this is Redneck Love, yeah.